And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of August, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist and military historian Caleb Carr, born New York City, 1955, author of The Lessons of Terror, A History of Warfare Against Civilians, Why It Has Always Failed. Caleb Carr, whose father was Lucien Carr, an editor who was deeply involved in the beat scene. He was the man who introduced Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs to each other, poets who were always hanging around Carr's home in Manhattan. And even as a child, Caleb Carr was turned off by the beats. He said they were nice people, but they weren't children people. What they were up to was not going to make any child feel reassured. He said they were noisy, drunken people living very alternative lifestyles. You needed to be grown up to be around them if you wanted to not be terrified. And so Caleb Carr rebelled against his father by studying military history. He'd been sent off to a Quaker high school, but he was obsessed with the military, which broke his mother's heart. He said that the orderliness and the stability of the military appealed to him since they were missing from his own childhood. His first book about military history was called America Invulnerable, The Quest for Absolute Security from 1812 to Star Wars. Most recent book is a detective novel, The Italian Secretary, A Further Adventure of Sherlock Holmes. It's the birthday of James Fallows, Philadelphia, 1949, who's written for more than 25 years now for The Atlantic magazine, reporting on technology, the economy, immigration, war, national security. James Fallows, who said, make the important interesting. And it's the birthday of Isabel Allende, born in Lima, Peru, 1942. Her father's cousin was Salvador Allende, who became Chile's first elected socialist president, overthrown by a coup in 1973, whereupon Isabel and her family fled to Venezuela, where she found out that her beloved grandfather was dying in Chile. She couldn't go back to see him, so she started to write him a letter to reassure him that she wouldn't forget all of his stories and memories. It became her first novel, The House of the Spirits, which came out in 1985. Here's a poem for today by William Nodder, entitled Half Rack at the Rendezvous. She had a truck, red hair, and freckled knees, and took me all the way to Memphis after work for barbecue. We moaned and grunted over plates of ribs and sweet iced tea, even in a room of strangers, gnawing the hickory char, the slow smoked meat peeling off the bones, and finally the bones. We slurped grease and dry rub spice from our fingers, then finished with blackberry cobbler that stained her lips and tongue. All the trees were throwing fireworks of blossom. The air was thick with pollen and the brand new smell of leaves. We drove back roads in the watermelon dusk, then tangled around each other, delirious, as honeybees working wisteria. I could blame it all on cinnamon hair or the sap rising, the overflow of spring, but it was those ribs that started everything. Half Rack at the Rendezvous, poem by William Nodder. From Holding Everything Down, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.